Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, June 11th. I'm Fred Fishkin. In the tech headlines, the upheaval in Europe over Uber continues, Amazon stops selling some Warner Brothers DVDs, and the latest from E3. Those stories and more as we continue.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
The upheaval over Uber continues in Europe. There have been traffic jams in London, Paris, and other major cities as traditional taxi owners protest the ride-sharing service being offered by Uber. The protesters want regulators to impose tougher rules on Uber drivers who don't need special licenses to pick up fares. In the meantime, Uber's success is attracting some competition. Israeli-based GetTaxi says it expects to reach $500 million in revenues next year. Amazon is halting orders for some DVDs from Warner Brothers because of a contract dispute. Buyers won't be able to get copies of The Lego Movie or Transcendence, for example. It's similar to the tactic Amazon is using with publishing company Hachette over a disagreement on pricing. The annual video game industry trade show E3 continues in L.A. Following the big press event staged by Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, video game companies are luring attendees to the show floor to demo some of the titles they hope will turn into blockbusters this year. The focus this year seems to have returned to attracting hardcore gamers. Nintendo is turning to its own well-known game characters, Link, Mario, and Zelda, to try to pull out of a slump that's seen it lose money for the last 3 years. Even though it was introduced earlier, Nintendo's Wii U game machine has failed to keep up with Sony's PlayStation 4 and Microsoft's Xbox One. When it comes to online shopping, most of us want just one thing, free shipping. A new UPS survey found that 93% of consumers have taken some type of action while shopping in order to qualify for no-cost delivery, including adding more items to their purchase, choosing slower delivery times, or seeking out a promo code. What's more, 58% of folks will abandon an online purchase if the shipping costs were more than they expected. Can wearable technology help prevent sunburn? WSJ technology columnist Joanna Stern tried out the Natatmo June, a bracelet that pairs with your phone via Bluetooth and tells you about your exposure to the sun.
As it's sitting in the sun and as it gets UV data, it provides or it sends notifications to your phone that tell you to put on SPF, to put on a hat, to put on sunscreen, and also if you've gotten your maximum daily sun dosage.
One thing Joanna really liked about this wearable device was the fact that it's a great example of a gadget being designed as jewelry.
You really don't see that there's any type of tech in here. There's no blinking lights, there's no screens, there's no buttons, just that little UV tracker at the top. But you really wouldn't have any idea that this was a gadget.
So how worthwhile is it? Even though Joanna believes the device offers useful information, she thought that this device was not all that reliable.
The bracelet just had a lot of technical problems. Bluetooth dropped, the app is confusing. It's also not waterproof, which is kind of a weird thing for a sun gadget.
However, the company claims an app update soon will fix the Bluetooth issues and some of the app confusion. Coming up, a down day on Wall Street.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population. And good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
On Wall Street, the Nasdaq lost 6 points. The Dow was down 102 points. Amazon gained nearly 1%. Time Warner was down 0.25%. Google down slightly. Apple dropped 0.4%, while Microsoft was down 0.6%. Remember to check the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Fred Fishkin at the Wall Street Journal.